Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one and only, the one that came from out of nowhere, because there was nowhere for him to come, since he's everywhere. That's the Almighty Everlasting Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God became flesh, suffered and died on Calvary's cross for our sins. Of the world, of the whole world, the whole global world. In other words, the whole population, the whole humanity. That means every nationality, every color, every ethnic group, every group that came under heaven through Adam and Eve is in God's family. But God's family, amen, needs salvation. You hear what I said? I said the family of God needs salvation. You cannot be in the family of God unless you have received the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Amen. And you see, you're born in sin and shaped in iniquity by the fall of Adam and Eve. Man became sinners. Man was born sinners. Man is born and shaped in iniquity. Man is trying to establish his own righteousness, and his own righteousness cannot equal what God requires. God requires a new birth. A new birth through the burial, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. No man can ever enter the kingdom of God or live with God, associate with God until he's been born again. You can be born of the flesh, but you must be born of the spirit. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what's born of spirit is spirit. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Watchman on the Wall, End Time Global Link Ministry. So glad to be with you this afternoon. In the power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, this is the time, this is the day, this is the hour, this is the minute the gospel must be preached to all the world, and then the end come. And the world is not prepared for it, but God is preparing men, women, boys, and girls, amen, preparing them, amen, to carry the gospel, amen. We got to come out from the church. Four church walls, amen, and preach the gospel. We've been in the church so long. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong now. Don't get me wrong. Please don't get me wrong. It's good to go to church. It's good to hear God's word. It's good to be in the choir. It's good to take participation in the church. But the church got to come out from the four walls and tell somebody about this wonderful Savior, this Savior that can save anybody, anytime, any place, if they want to be saved. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the only one that can save you from sin, sanctify your soul, that you can be an instrument for the world and let the devil know he has lost the battle. The devil has lost the battle. He is trying to say that he's winning, but he's losing. Woo, he's losing because his time is winding up. It's getting ready. It's getting ready. God is getting ready from the time that he ascended into heaven 2,000 years ago. He's getting ready to come back to this earth. Oh, in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, the church of the living God, the blood-washed one, the redeemed one, the sanctified one, the ones that have given their life to Jesus Christ and living for him, working for him, praising him, exalting him, loving him, embracing him, and letting the world know Jesus is coming again. Can I say that again? Jesus is coming again. He's coming soon, sooner than I think he is. Woo, listen to here. Watchman on the Wall, End Time Ministry. I'm in Warren, Ohio, and I'm distributing the message down to Atlanta, Georgia on Block Talk Radio with Derek Oliver as the co-host. Amen. He is hosting me, amen, to preach this gospel. I've been knowing Derek Oliver for long, ever since he was 17 years old. I used to be his youth leader. Amen. And God give him a position right now. Amen. That I can be on the air. I can be on the air to preach what? To preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Hell is hot. Hell is prepared for the devil and his angels. Hell is a place where if you go there, if you lose your soul, if you die without Jesus Christ, if you live without Jesus Christ, if you deny the blood of Jesus Christ, and you die without Jesus Christ coming into your life and sanctifying your soul and your spirit, and you die without being redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, you die without him, you go to hell. You go to hell, not because you're bad, not because you're good, not because you're black, not because you're ugly, not because you're pretty or whatever. You're going to hell because you reject the only sacrifice God had to redeem man back to God. And now is the time. This is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. This is the day in which men, amen, needs to repent. And turn,
amen,
to God, and turn to God in a mighty way. Why? Because that's the only way a man can ever, ever enter into the kingdom of God. It's not the Baptist. It's not the Presbyterian. It's not the Islam. It's not paganism. It's not,
amen,
Hinduism. It's not Scientology. It's not Satanism. It's not secularism. It's not the Illuminati. It's not the Bohemian Grove or whatever. This system is trying to carry out. The devil got his church together, amen, and he's got all kind of demons working in the church, his church, amen. He's trying to take over God's church. But let me tell you, he's messing with the wrong man. Ooh, he's messing with Jesus Christ, and when he knows that Jesus Christ is the only one that can defeat him, and that's why he don't want people to come to him. That's why the world is keeping people away from the cross. Paul said, I preach nothing but save Jesus and him crucified. And I'm here to tell you that my brother Tim is on with me, and I'm so glad, I'm so happy, I'm rejoicing. Why? Because he's going to be my backup. I know Jesus Christ is my main backup, but, man, I got a brother Tim here, man. He's on the same frequency that Jesus Christ is on, and I'm on the same seeking that Jesus Christ is on. And we match up, and we're going to talk about you and let you know. Amen. Whoever's out there, we want to let you know we love you. We don't hate,
amen,
you at all. What we hate is sin, and what we hate is for you. What we hate is for you to deny a salvation in Jesus Christ. Oh, I hate that so bad, and I want everybody to be saved. I want everybody to
that's
come
right
to Christ. But I know, amen, I ain't saying that impossible, but Jesus Christ has been preaching, it's been resurrected from the dead 2,000 years ago, and the world still denies that he is the Son of God. And all that Christ has done in the last 2,000 years, man got enough proof to know that there is a true resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that he died
that's
on
right
Calvary's cross. And we're going to let you know this evening, amen, by the grace of God. Let you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, whoever trusts in him, rely on him, depend upon, can have everlasting life. Hey, let me cool down. Let me turn my burners down. Amen, because I'm getting all high. Amen. And I'm not on marijuana. I'm not on no LSD. Amen. I'm on the living water. I'm on the Holy Ghost. I got a Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus Christ is the Holy Ghost, and he's in me, and I know he's in Brother Tim. So, Brother Tim, I'm going to, before I go into anything else, and we're going to have prayer, then I'm going to hand it over to you, amen, and you can come on in and say whatever the Lord laid upon your heart. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come,
amen,
to you one more time, one more hour, one more day. You're so good to us. You give us another day to spread the gospel. Whoever's out there, whoever listened to this program, please listen. Please listen. I beg. It's one time I'm begging. I'm begging you, amen, to just listen to the word of God. You're not listening to Brother Bazaar. You're not listening to Brother Tim. You listen to the word of God through the Holy,
amen,
Spirit. The Holy Spirit is wooing you. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, that you will touch somebody out there to let them know to keep in tune. Keep listening to what we have to tell you, because we got something to tell you, man, that will shock you. It's going to shock you into reality and let you know God loves you. He loves you so much. And as we get ready to close this prayer, Brother Tim going to come on in, and he's going to say whatever he got to say. and we're going to pray for him and pray for his family, pray for his ministry, pray for my ministry, that what we are doing now, we're doing it out of love of God. It's the love of God. We don't have to Amen. Pay us nothing. You don't have to send us no money. We ain't driving no big fat plane or high plane. We don't live in no big houses. Amen. We are not after your money. What we're after, we want your soul. We want you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And Lord, you give us the power to preach the gospel in these last and evil days. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Brother Tim, amen. Take it out for me. All right.
Amen, Doctor. Amen. All glory to the Most High. Amen. I'm grateful to be here. Amen. Thought I was going to be a little later, but I was blessed and fortunate to make it back from the little family function, a little on time, I guess you could say, in time to be on the air. It's a blessing to be here. I must do say it is a blessing to have this gift to be called into the ministry and to be called to the Word of God to preach the gospel of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. And the cross, amen, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Amen. As you were saying, as I was listening earlier, amen, we are very, very close, I believe, amen, almost on top of it, amen. And I was just thinking earlier today, just like every day, amen, I know, Dr. Lemie, you have discussed it. Every day we are looking. Every day I'm ready. Amen. No matter how well
Thank you,
how
sir.
Good life is, amen, amen. So speak the truth. It don't matter how good life is, amen. And I know what my Lord and Savior has for me and what he has promised me. He's promised me eternal life. Amen. That's what I'm looking for.
Amen,
I'm looking for that eternal life. Amen. Because that's what he promised me. That is the greatest gift that you can receive, because what most people don't understand with eternal life, amen, is that, for one, you'll never die. Amen.
Never die.
Amen. You'll never perish. The scripture says perish. Amen. If you think about, amen, fruits and vegetables, after they set out for a while, they what? They perish. They begin to age.
Yeah.
They begin to decay. They begin to get old. Amen. And they become no good, that you have to what? Throw them away. But he has preserved us, amen, that when we shall be like him in the twinkling of an eye, as Paul stated, you shall not grow old. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You will live for
amen.
All eternity. I won't have to worry about being bald. Amen. Who knows? I may be blessed to have some hair. Amen. Amen. I won't need these glasses anymore. Amen. I won't
yeah.
have to worry about brushing my teeth every morning and washing my face. You won't have to worry about eating or bathing. Amen. Now, you can do those
Come
things.
Now.
Amen. Because what Christ told, he said, see me. Amen. I have flesh like a man. Amen. He said, do you have any fish, any meat? Amen, because he let them know that I can eat, amen, but he don't have to eat, amen. So we can still enjoy the things that we are enjoying now, amen, in this flesh, amen, amen. We can still
amen.
Eat and drink water if we want to, amen, but we don't have to. See, that's it, because why? We will be both spirit and man, amen. That's a
hey.
Powerful gift, amen. Give God all
yes.
the glory, because, amen, you'll never have to be sick. Amen.
No,
amen.
Okay.
You got what about no sore throats, no colds, no terminal illnesses, no high blood pressure, no stress, no depression.
Ooh,
you don't have to get up and go to work and worry about somebody bothering you. Amen. All glory to
amen,
the Most High.
Brother.
That just alone is worth more than any mansion, any money, anything in this life that you can imagine. Just to have eternal life and to never grow old is worth more than anything. And I can't fathom why a man or any man or woman would not desire that gift over this life.
Come on.
Amen. So I am so grateful to be his child. We speak with love. We speak with the Word of God. We speak with truth. As the doctor said, amen, we're not being paid by anyone. We're not being steered by anyone. So there's no motivation to pass the offering plate 50 times. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's just
Amen.
No motivation to do it. Amen. We are blessed, amen, to be of the child of the children of the Most High God. Amen. So we are blessed and fortunate. I'm so grateful to be here. Amen. I'm just going to touch on some things. Amen. The bag of the doctor. I'm learning a lot from him. Amen. I want to just touch on the red horse. Amen. And
all right.
Just some of the things that are going on in the world. And I tell people all the time, man, if you think it's bad now, oh, Lord, have mercy. How much worse is it going to be?
Have mercy, brother.
Amen. When the Holy Spirit steps back. When the Holy Spirit, when the Christ come back to get the church is going to be out of here. We're going to be gone. And the Holy Spirit is just going to step back. Now, don't think the Holy Spirit and God is not in control. God is always in control. But he's going to step back and he's going to allow the Antichrist and Lucifer, and Lord have mercy, if you are here in this world, whatever your pain and suffering is, you think you're doing, you think you're dealing with something now, Lord have mercy. I hate it for you if you don't receive salvation. And
Lord,
you can make
mercy.
Jokes about all you want to. I know the doctor has experienced it, how people will mock and make fun and say, oh, here we go again, you with this religious stuff, and, they don't believe in Christ coming back. It is amazing. It amazes me how people, and I guess I shouldn't be that amazed, because people in the church that we go to church with is not even looking for Christ to return.
Come on now.
Not looking for Christ to return. So I guess I shouldn't be that shocked that people of the world that I talk to is not interested or have no thought of Christ returning. So they have no clue of what's about to happen. And this is the, in my opinion, this would seem to be the perfect time, because you know what? I hadn't really thought about it years back before, because I've always thought about Christ returning after my life, maybe in the time of my children or my grandchildren or great-grandchildren.
Yeah.
But never would have thought it possible. Never thought it possible that Christ could return. Amen. In my life, maybe a little bit, but now from the, like Paul said, watch the signs and
watch.
The seasons, the signs of the time.
Yeah.
He said, watch.
Yeah.
See, we don't know the day or the hour, but we are to watch the season according to the things that are happening. It's just like a game board, just like a chess piece. The chess piece are being moved. We see Russia and China being talked about more and more as far as these powers of the world. Amen. We're going to come back and visit that. But,
yes, we
want to keep our heart and our minds stayed on the Most High. Amen. We want you to become saved. As a brother said, it's not about no shape, form, or fashion. We love you. We're not trying to make nobody feel bad, but we got to tell the truth. There is fire and brimstone. Amen.
Yes,
hell
God.
Is real. We can't overlook
that.
Hell is
real.
The lake of fire is real. And as much as people want to joke and make fun, like hell is not a real place, Lord have mercy. Amen.
Those
souls that have went on and left this world, amen, and did not get saved, amen. The Bible says death takes them right to hell.
Oh,
and that's
exactly
mercy. Where the soul is. When you die and leave this world, you can best believe, as the scripture says, you're going to go somewhere when you die and leave this world. You can joke about it. You can play with it. You can act like it ain't real. Hey, I tell you what, you get out here and commit a crime if you want to, what they going to do to you? They're going to come get you. They're going to handcuff you, lock you up, and you're going to go to jail. So just like jail is real and prison is real, you best believe that there's a God in heaven, and he's gonna come back, and he's going to judge the world, and there's a judgment that's coming, and Christ is going to judge the dead sinner. He's going to judge the lost. You're going to stand before Christ and before his heavenly Father on that great white throne judgment and all the heavenly hosts, and you got to stand there while Christ, man, he going to eat you. He going to run you up and down for everything that you did. And it ain't going to be no excuse. It ain't no mama. Ain't no daddy. Ain't no professor.
Ooh,
ain't nobody in the world. You got to stand before Christ, and you got to take that. And as soon as he get through judging you, them angels are going to cast you into the lake of fire. You can think it's a playful game if you want to, but I guarantee the people that have died and left this world and went to hell, oh, they know it ain't no game. But see, it's too late now. Like my dad used to
too
say,
late.
It's too late now when you're in hell. It's too,
too late,
you're in hell. Amen.
Yeah.
I love you, but I got to tell the truth, doctor. Go ahead.
Tell it. Woo, boy, that's powerful, brother.
Amen.
We
all
like
glory to the Most High.
Yeah, we always want to let you know that we're not doing this for fame or glory. We're not doing it to make a name for ourselves. We're not doing it to get money. We're not doing it because we're mad at you. No. No way. We're doing it because the love of God is in our hearts. Both of me and Brother Tim, the love of God, we are filled with the love of God, and we love you so much. And if you love somebody, you want to tell them the truth down to the T, cross their I, put the comma in there, put the semicolon in there, let you know this is real. Hell is real.
That's right.
Heaven is real. And we want those that listen out there, we want you to do one thing, repent. And believe
right.
on the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Because let
That's
me
right.
tell you something. It's so real. We're standing on the opening of the 70th week of Daniel, getting ready to open up. The 70th week means it's going to be the last 7 years on this earth that God is going to judge the world. He's been judging the world all along the time from the cross. Even up to now, but the final 7 years of tribulation will be the end of the age. Not the end of the world, but the end of the age, end of sin, end of degradation,
right.
end of murder, end of, you name it, end of everything that the devil has brewed up ever since the Garden of Eden. And he's been brewing up till he's got the world in a position now. He's saying, look, I'm winning. I got more people than God does. No, you don't have more people than God does.
Amen.
Amen. It's the reason why you think you got more people than God is because people won't listen to the word of God, listen to the word of God and seeing what he have done. Tell me, I would like to ask anybody, what have the devil done for you? What have
Amen.
He done for you? Has he saved you? Has he blessed you? No, he can't. He can't. It's impossible. Why? Because he is pure evil. He has become pure
right.
evil. He don't care nothing about nobody. He don't care nothing about himself. He don't care nothing about your mama, your daddy, your sister, your dog, your cat. He don't care nothing about your status quo. he don't care nothing about nothing. And see,
that's right.
If nothing could mean anything, he wouldn't care nothing about that. But he don't care nothing about nothing. So what he's trying to do, he's trying to convince the world and convince the people that there is no God, that he don't love you. But let me tell you
that's
something.
Right.
God loved the world so much that he gave
Amen.
His only begotten Son,
God
meaning
son.
That God don't have no other sacrifice. God don't have no other alternate way to save man but by his own blood. And that's why God said, I love the world so much, I'm going to give you my own Son. God became flesh. God became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. So Jesus Christ came here in the flesh, and when he came in the flesh, that was God Almighty. Woo!
That's right.
That was God
Amen.
Almighty. Who else could walk on the water? Who else could speak to five fishes and five barley of bread and feed 5,000? Who else could heal somebody
That's right.
20, 30 miles away? Who else could do that? I don't understand people. And see, the Bible says God honors faith. And he said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You must believe
please
that
God.
He is and that he will reward those that diligently seek him. You see, you got to believe there is a God. You got to believe that he loves you. You got to believe that
right.
it's not your fault that you living in sin. You were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. It's just that you grow up in age and you found out, hey, man, this stuff that I'm doing, it ain't really God. It's the devil. It's Satan. It's the flesh. It's the world. And they're trying to prevent you
Amen.
From coming to the cross. If you come to the cross, I guarantee you all that I got. I guarantee you my soul. Amen. If you will come to Jesus Christ and repent of your sin, I guarantee you, if you let the Lord save your soul, you'll never be the same. You'll wish and you'll thank everybody. Thank you, Brother Bizarre. Thank you, Brother Tim, for telling
Amen.
Me about Jesus Christ. I don't want to hear nothing about myself. I don't want to hear nothing about Brother Tim. I want to hear this
Amen.
Thing about Jesus Christ. Because he's the one that died on Calvary's cross for me, and there was nobody.
That's right.
And if you would talk to some of these guys, you go ahead and talk to T.D. Jakes, talk to Benny Hinn, talk to them guys, and ask them, how can you get saved? They probably couldn't even tell you, but they talk about it. But they don't profess it. They don't live it. Amen. And the Bible says, you
Amen.
Shall know them. You shall know them by their fruit. And they ain't producing no fruit. They're producing garbage. They're not telling people about Jesus Christ,
right.
how he died and suffered. Man, let me tell you, God gave his own son, his own self, and look what they done to him. They whipped him. They beat him. They stripped him of his clothes. They opened up his back like a can of worms, and you could see the sinews. You could see the muscles in his back. You could see his face was disfigured. You could see the crown of thorns on his head. They tell
Amen.
Me they whipped him so bad, according to the scripture, that no man could even look up on him after they had seen what sin had done to him. And you know, I'm guilty. I'm guilty. I'm guilty. I was there at the cross, but not there in person. And when I was born, my sins. Who was at the cross? Why? Because at the cross is where the Savior gave his life. And when he gave his life, he gave all of it. He shed all his blood. 1 gallon of blood. 1 gallon of blood got enough power in it to save the world. And the world is rejecting it. But I want to get this in for you before I leave. Remember this. Remember this. We are here to win souls. We are here to convince souls.
That's right.
We are here to convince souls of men you need to repent. Listen to the first John, the little small John, because I want to put at least 10 minutes in on the Antichrist. The Antichrist, I want to let you know right now, he is here. He is here on this planet. He's a full-grown man. He's a prince.
Amen.
He's a king. And he is waiting for what? He is waiting for the proper moment in which the trumpets of God shall sound and the dead, woo, good God Almighty, the dead in Christ shall rise, and we that remain alive shall be caught up in the air. And here's little John talking about the Antichrist in the 4th chapter of little John, 1 John. It says, beloved, believe not every spirit. But
right.
try the spirit whether they are of God.
Oh, God.
Because many false prophets, whole lot of Mickey Mouse prophets, Donald Duck prophets, call themselves to be prophets, are going out into the world. And listen to what John says in the second verse. Hereby ye know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ come in the flesh is of God. Listen to what I'm saying. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Every human being that confesses with their mouth and believe with their heart that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is of God. In other words,
Amen.
You are a child of God if you confess. And I'm not talking about just a little old small confession. I'm not talking about a little old teeny up in the corner, up in the back alley, and won't come out. You got to confess it with your mouth loud. You got to let folks know,
Amen.
Man, I know that Jesus Christ is God Almighty. I know that he died for my sin, and he set me free. And that's what John is talking about. He said, if you confess that Jesus Christ come in the flesh, then you are a child of God. A lot of people say, well, you got to stop doing this, and you got to stop doing this, and I don't know, can I do this, and can I do that? It's not about that right now. It's about you repenting of your sins and letting the world know, letting God know, Lord, I'm a dirty sinner. I'm a low-down,
That's right.
dirty, rotten sinner, and I'm trying to live I'm trying to live like you without you. You see, some people confess that they know Jesus Christ, but they don't know him, and they're trying to live like it. But you can't live like Jesus Christ until you have the Holy Ghost. Oh, good God Almighty! You got to have the Holy Ghost to live like Jesus Christ, because the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is the Holy Ghost, and God is manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, justified by the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
went back to hell, Holy Ghost back down, and guess what the people did when they got down there in the Pentecost time? When the Pentecost came, when the day of Pentecost came, that Holy Ghost came down there like a mighty rushing wind, and the folks was filled with the Holy Ghost, and they came out shouting, and they was prophesying, Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And that means that he is God in the flesh, and he died on Calvary's cross. Listen to what John said.
Amen.
He said, every spirit confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is coming to flesh is not of God. This is the spirit of that Antichrist. This is an Antichrist spirit that's in the world today. It's in
that's
the
right.
world. It's all over the world. It's in America. It's in South America. It's in China. It's in Russia. Anti-God. Don't want nothing to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Don't want nothing to do with the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And Paul said, preaching of the cross to those that are not saved, to them is foolishness. But unto those that are saved, it is the power of God. So those that are not saved don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear nothing about God. Jesus Christ died and rose again, because the devil said, oh, no, don't preach that. No, don't preach that. Preach materialistic. Preach money. Preach materialism and preach positive thinking and preach write books and take up a collection and do all kinds of church work that you think is of God, but it's not of God. But don't confess that Jesus Christ come in the flesh. He said, every spirit that confesses not is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist. Wherefore ye have heard that it should come. All right. Not only has it come, but it's here. And
now
since
he
it's
is,
here,
amen.
The Antichrist is getting ready, amen, to get his members together, because when he comes, there's going to be many, 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 many people on the earth. When this Antichrist comes, he's going to have a spirit that would be like a magnet. They're going to be amazed at this man that's going to come, because when he comes in Revelation, the 6th chapter, the 1st verse, he comes on a white horse. All right? What you talking about, a white horse? Oh, John the Revelator looked at the seal that was broken, the first seal that was broken. He said, I saw him that sat on a white horse. And that means that he's coming on a what? He's coming on a beautiful platform. Because whenever you see a white horse, you think of this horse is going to be, oh, this is a gorgeous horse. A white horse is a beautiful horse. So he comes on a white horse. Now, a lot of people say, what are you talking about? Is he going to come through the sky riding a white horse? No. I don't mean that. It means that when he comes, he's going to come on a, he may come in a white limousine. He might be wearing a white uniform. He may be coming on a peaceful platform, which is really what it means to come on a peaceful platform. And when people hear his sweet words that he's going to say, it's going to be beautiful to them, because he's not going to preach repentance. He's not going to preach salvation. He's going to preach and tell the world, I am Jesus Christ. I am the one y'all looking for. I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to tell you some things. I'm going to make predictions. I'm going to let you know that I am the Christ. And the Jews are the ones that's going to accept him as being the true Messiah, because they don't believe that the Jesus Christ, the first Christ, the true Christ that came the first time is him, because number one, he didn't come to take vengeance on the Gentile nation to save the Jew. He come to what? preached the gospel to the sinner man and called the Jews to home. And the Jews said, we don't want you because you are not the victorious Christ we were talking about. Here you come as a little lamb and a little servant. And here you come talking about preaching to people and healing the sick and raising the dead. And here you talking about reuniting families and saving our youth. And we don't want that. We want you to take vengeance on the nations of the world that are persecuted. And Jesus said, it's not for you to know the time and the season that I'm going to do that. But right now, I've got to do something more than have victory. I've got to go to Calvary's cross and die for the sins of the world. And the Jews said, no, we don't want you to do that. And we don't want you. They didn't want him to do it so bad, so they killed him. And a lot of people said, well, the Jews killed him. No, the whole world slew Jesus Christ. The whole world slew Jesus Christ. You hear what I said? The black people, the white people, the ugly people, the silly people, the whorish people, those sinners killed Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Jews,
that's right.
They did one thing. They said, okay, we don't want him. And the Gentiles didn't want him. And they nailed him. And Jesus Christ said, look, y'all ain't taking my life. I'm laying it down for you. Because I got power enough to lay it down, and I got power enough to pick it up again. And there's not a man on the planet that ever could do that. Nobody. Abraham couldn't do it. Jacob couldn't do it. None of those men couldn't do it. The most righteous man in the Bible, which I believe was Job. Job couldn't do it. Nobody could do it.
Amen.
And that's why the book of Revelation, they start crying and weeping, and the elders start crying and weeping for somebody to open the book and break the seven seals, and they couldn't find nobody until one of the elders said, wait a minute, don't weep no more. I found a lion out of the tribe of Judah and the root of David to prevail to open the book. Well, who is he? Who is he? He's a son of God. He's a man from Galilee. He's a man that turned water to wine. He's a man that walked on the water. Man that healed the sick and raised the dead. He's a man. Who man is that? He's God, man. It was God. And so when man heard, when Satan hears about God being Jesus Christ, he denied that. He rejected that. Because that's the only way that the chain of sin can be broken from the sinner man. The sinner man can't break sin. The sinner man can't reform himself and then go to heaven. He has to be transformed. And the only one that can be transformable is Jesus Christ, because he's a transformer. We are the transformee. Amen. He trans you from darkness into the marvelous light. So what I want to let you know, the sixth chapter represents of Revelation, the first verse represents the Antichrist. And he's going to come with a bow. He's going to come with a bow in his hand. And that bow represents diplomacy. He's not going to come with war.
Right.
He's going to come with a false peace. And that's what the world is looking for. They've been looking for peace for the last 6,000 years. And out of the 6,000 years, we only had 600 years of peace. 600 out of 6,000 years,
wow.
That's a bad report.
Amen,
the
it
world
is.
At one time was almost at peace for 600 years. Other than that, war, calamity, storms, tornadoes, earthquakes, sinkholes, volcanoes, killing, raping, men dying, men killing, pornography, all that's been raped in the world. Until this present day, and now it's coming to a head in which the Antichrist will say, I got the peace. And the world will say, yes, that's what we want. But he's going to come on a peace platform. And when he comes on a peace platform, he's planning to deceive the world, to make them believe that he is actually Jesus Christ, when it will be the devil himself. Oh, don't you understand? Lucifer was, before he fell, he was a gorgeous angel. He was the angels of the angels. He was the cherubim of all the cherubim. He was the music man. He was the man that made music in heaven and directed the angelic choirs in the music realm. And guess what? He brought it to earth. Now he done twisted all kinds of music and made it so abominable that a dead dog would get up and say, shut up! Because what they say in this music today, it comes directly from hell. And let me tell you, there's a gate.
Right.
down at the bottom of the earth, inside the earth, called the gates of hell, and it's open right now, and it's trying to prevail against the church. But Jesus said, up on that rock, I'm going to build my church. And this white boy is going to have a bow in his hand. And then it says in that same verse, and a crown was given unto him. Well, he don't get the crown until he do a miracle. He's got to do a miracle in order. He got to do a miracle in order for him to be able to get a crown. Jesus Christ, when he came the first time, he rode on the coat of an ass. He did not ride on a horse. The reason he didn't ride on a horse, because he had to do something first in order to get the victory. Because if he wouldn't have died, if he wouldn't have suffered, if he wouldn't went to the grave in the bowels of hell and preached to those in prison and came up on the third day morning, oh, Lord, I would be in a bad shape. Brother Tim would have no hope.
Amen.
Your mama wouldn't have no hope. Your brother wouldn't have no hope. Your son, your aunt-laws and your in-laws wouldn't have no hope. But when Jesus came from the dead for the first time of the firstborn of them that slept, he had all victory in his power. Now he's able to save you to the utmost. Good God Almighty, can he save? He can save the drunkard. He can save the whoremonger. He can save the, my God. He can save. He can save those that's without God. He can save the liar. He can save the backbiter. He can save the homosexuals. He can save the lesbianism. He can save.
Amen.
Because he paid the price for sin. He paid it all. You tell me why I'm going to shout. Because he paid for my sin in full. I don't have to pay nothing. He gave it to me free. And if you don't want nothing free, especially salvation, something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. Because the devil got your clutches. He thinks that he got something better than you. He thinks God don't have nothing for you. But let me tell you, the scripture says, the eyes are never seen, the ears are never heard, the things that God has prepared for them that love him, those that are saved. God got something for you. He got something that the man, a normal man, would faint if he see what God has for you. And this year, Antichrist, coming from Western Europe, and I'm going to give it over to Brother Tim after I give this in here for you. Brother Tim, amen, is going to take it over. This crown that I'm trying to get to you is this Antichrist won't get a crown until he does a fake resurrection of Jesus Christ. This will happen in the middle of the tribulation period. This would happen in the 12th chapter and the 13th chapter of Revelation, when this Antichrist will do a duplicate resurrection of a phony quack circus Mickey Mouse resurrection from the dead after he being assassinated in the middle of the tribulation period. He will actually be killed and lay in the morgue for 3 days to prove that he really died. And on the third day, there's going to be a galactical war in the heavenlies. In the 12th chapter of Revelation, where Michael will finally cast out the old dragon, the Beelzebub, the wicked one, the devil will be cast out of heaven, and all his demons are going to hit this earth. They're coming. They're on their way.
That's right. And amen.
I'm going to tell you right now, as being a man of God, I can feel the anxiety that sometimes comes over me, how the devil is planning to come down here and do a fake resurrection.
Amen.
And the world is going to be marveled. Oh, all the elite, all the Illuminatis, all the secret societies, all the wicked people that reject Jesus Christ, they are going to be amazed and say, yes, this man is Christ. This man is God. This man is the one that we've been looking for. And the Bible says, now listen what the Bible says. I didn't say it. It said, and all the world wondered after the beast.
Lord have mercy.
Where is Antichrist coming? He's coming from Madrid, Spain. That's where he's coming from. Madrid, Spain is the home of the Antichrist. He's the king of Spain. And since he's the king of Spain, and I don't search the scriptures, I don't search the Botanical Encyclopedia, I don't search just about all the encyclopedias to find out what they had to say about the European common market, and I can't find nobody else on the planet other than King Felipe of Spain. I can't come up with nobody else. I can't find nobody in the United States because there ain't nobody in the United States. In fact, Daniel said he's not coming from no Western civilization. He's coming from Western Europe, the fallen, revived Roman Empire. And all your dictators that ever was came from Western Europe. Hitler, Mussolini, Napoleon, all of them come from the Western fallen Roman Empire. This Antichrist is coming. Is 53 years old now. His name is King Felipe. I'm going to come out with it. I got all kind of information. I searched the scriptures and searched the Botanical Encyclopedia, and they say this king right now is ready. And he's a handsome 6'6". You hear what I say? 6'6". Four military medals, been in four militaries, know 10 different languages, and he belongs to the Illuminati. He knows all about the Illuminati. He knows about Baphomet. He knows about Bohemian Grove. He knows about the presidents of the United States that linked up with the Bohemian Grove. They know that Bohemian Grove is the place where the Satanists and the Luciferians meet to govern the world. They govern the world from Bohemian Grove, and then they come out on the podium and tell the world, tell American people, tell all kind of people that we have the answer. We believe that the world should have one world government, that the socialism should come back in. They all plan that because this is what the devil is doing behind the white horse. He's making it look good. He's making it look real nice. But after it's all over, the brother was telling me that he's going to talk on that red horse, because after this Antichrist come on the scene, war will break out on the planet. And he's going to tell you what nation is going to come down upon Israel and try to eliminate the Jewish people. And the nations of the world is trying to get rid of the Jew, because Satan knows if he get rid of the Jew or get rid of the one that Jesus Christ descended from, he can control the world. But this brother's going to let you know what's going to happen, amen, to this army. He's going to tell you what nation is going to be. Brother Tim, can you help me out? Go ahead and take it from there.
Amen, brother. Amen, doctor. Amen. Good word. Amen. All glory be to the Most High. Amen. I'm gonna give what the Lord has laid on my heart. Amen. I'm always going to do my best to, amen, bring you the word. Amen. And amen. Give you this knowledge, amen, as best that I can. All glory be to the Most High. I don't want any glory, amen. It's all about him, because my reward is already, amen, taken care of in heaven, amen. When I become judged, amen, within that seven-year period in the Great Tribulation, the church is going to be out of here.
Yes, sir.
We're going to receive our rewards.
Sir.
Our judgments are unto rewards, amen. The lost judgment is unto punishments. Amen. So always know that we're always on the opposite end of the spectrum. Amen.
Amen.
Excuse me. Amen. So, amen. The brother's talking about, amen, the Revelation, the sixth chapter. And we're talking about verses, I believe it starts in verse 3 of Revelation, the sixth chapter. Let me go there real quick. I got some scripture, I want to give them all out at one time, so I'm going to try to take my time and give them to you and break down this word. Amen. So Revelation, the sixth chapter, let me go there real quick. We're going to take a look at verse 3. Amen. Now, you did cover, I may touch on a little bit. Amen. You touched on Revelation 6 and 1. Amen. About the white horse and the Antichrist. Amen. The brother says the Antichrist is here on the earth. Amen. And he's a matured man. That makes a lot of sense. Amen. Because we believe that the time is right around the corner. And when I say right around the corner, I mean literally right around the corner, amen. So he has to be on the earth. So that makes a lot of sense, amen, because I didn't really think about that, which is because I've been hearing you say that, saying that for years. But I just thought about it. I said, you know what? A brother is right. You know, he has to be here on earth, and he has to be a mature person, amen. Because I couldn't imagine him being a very young man, amen. He has to be a mature person, just like you think about our last few presidents, amen. They've all been mature in age, amen. They've been like above 60 years old. So, amen. To think that that the world's going to have trust in this individual, he would have to seem like someone who's mature for them to follow him and to listen to him, amen, because we know that according to Revelation 6 and 2, that it says that he had a bow, but it didn't say anything about an arrow, so he's a pseudo-warrior.
Right.
He's going to his tactics are mental versus physical, amen, so he's going to come with great speech, amen, and enticing words. We see that in the church today. A lot of people come with enticing words, amen, and not really, amen, coming with anything. They're not really talking about much, amen, but they are using those enticing words to get what they want from people. And so, amen, like the brother said, amen, he's going to be able to, he's going to have the look. So if you think about a corporate CEO or president, they have to have the look. They have to be someone that the world can look up to as, okay, this is an ideal person, amen. And the funny thing about it is, amen, is that the brother talked about, amen, he being from Europe. And so if you look at for probably the last couple thousand years before mostly dark-skinned people ruled, amen, the most of the rules of the world have been, amen, a Caucasian male. And so you think about that, it makes a lot of sense as to what he said, because you think about who rules the world right now as far as the biggest nation. You got the Russians, the European nations, you got the United States, and you got Asia. And so some of your major powers. You got Persia, Iran, Russia. So that's what we're talking about today. Amen. So I think the funny thing about that is that on the opposite end of that, amen, is how Christ is going to look. And so you always think about how, amen, you think about there's always the opposite when we talk about God and Satan's always on the opposite. Well, we know that Revelation describes how Christ looked, a man of dark color with hair like wool. Amen. So you can kind of see how they're going to be on the opposite end of the spectrum. Amen. When you just talk about the men in general, because one of the tricks that Satan is going to use is that right now we are taught that Christ is more Caucasian-looking man, when we know that the Antichrist, and this is the truth, because even when I was in seminary school, they had this discussion. So this is not nothing new. This is not nothing to fray away from or to not discuss. No, you must discuss. This is part of the Bible. They talked about this in seminary school. And so you have to bring this to the forefront if we're going to tell the truth. Amen. So with being said, amen, we have to have the mentality that when Christ come back, remember, they're going to write off when Christ come back to get the church, they're going to say that they were punished, aliens came in. They're going to come, he's going to come up with something insane to try to justify what happened. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, sir.
And so this man that's going to come on the scene, the world, like the brother said, he's going to be easy on the eyes, and he's going to be used to what the world is used to seeing as a leader at this day and time.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Amen, because we know that's true. Amen. That's just the truth. When you see most CEOs, amen, that make, you know, that are overhead of big corporations, how do they look?
Yes,
I've been in corporate America for 20-something years, and most of the time when a CEO come and visit the site, the bank or whatever, amen, he's a person that we're looking to used to looking at as a leader of a company, amen. So I can kind of see, amen, what the brother's saying when he said he's going to be easy on the eyes, amen, he's going to be tall, he's going to be good looking, amen. So a lot of people, in other words, what he's simply saying is that the world's going to be very receptive to this Antichrist when he comes on the scene. They're not going to have any problem, amen, with this man.
Come
They're not going to reject him. He's going to be better than the last two presidents, they're going to say, in our country, the last four or five presidents in this country. They're going to say, oh, man, this is who we want. We got our guy. This is the man right here. He's going to lead us to where we want to be. He's going to allow us to do what we want to do. He's going to lead this world, not this country. He's going to lead this world back to where we want. He's going to turn around this chaos and everything. And then guess what? Amen.
Guess what?
Chaos is coming. Amen. Chaos like you can't even imagine. You can't even imagine what's coming. Amen. So we know that. Watch what it says here in Revelation, the third chapter. I'm sorry, Revelation, the sixth chapter, verse 3. It says, and when he had opened the second seal. Who is opening the seals? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The Lamb of God who was slain for the sins of the world. He is worthy. Amen. He is worthy to open the seals. Amen. Remember, the seals is about the what? The seven seals is about the great tribulation. The seven-year great tribulation. And we know about the what's going to happen is that the world, the unbelievers, this is why the church is going to be gone. This is why I have to say it, brother. And I say it so many times. I keep saying it and saying it over and over again. It makes no sense that people are out here teaching that the church will be here during the great tribulation. Daniel spoke of it. Christ spoke of it, said there has never been a time like it on the earth, nor till now, nor shall there ever be. Now, don't you think that God know how to protect his children? He know how to protect his own? We will be gone. This is what they missed. This is the great mystery that Paul talked about. We shall not be here. Why will we not be here? It's going to be the most horrific time on the face of the planet of mankind being alive on this earth since Adam was on this earth. It's going to be so horrible, so disturbing, so terrible that the children will not even be here. That's how bad it's going to be.
Come on, preacher.
That's how bad it's going to be. He's going to call home the saints. He's going to raise the dead in Christ out the earth. Amen. They're going to be gone. Even the saints in the earth are going to be gone. Amen. He's going to raise the dead in Christ first. Amen. He's going to raise.
Amen.
He's going to raise the church. He's going to take the children out of here. Amen. They won't be.
Amen.
As the brother said, amen, Israel has 7 years. Seven more years. They'll be here. But the church, they won't be here. Amen.
Come on.
And it's going to be a horrific time to be alive on this planet. And again, it makes no sense that God. So you have to remember this. Christ is what the purpose of the trip. One of the purposes of the great tribulation is God is going to punish the sinners. Those that have rejected him, that have scoffed at him, laughed at him, those that have pierced him, they are going to be judged and punishment. Judgment and punishment. So does that sound right that we should be here? Why would God judge his children harshly and punish his children? That makes absolutely no sense. Amen. And I remember the time. I remember just the other week, my wife, who was out to eat, and they was having a conversation just last week, brother, and they was talking about how when they were young, how their baby sisters, there's three of them, if the baby sisters messed up and did something wrong, they would all get a whooping. And they were talking about them, and the mama was at the table, and they was just saying, you know, that didn't make no sense that you would punish us, and we didn't do anything. And there were other people at the table said that they had that same experience. Now, I was blessed and fortunate not to have that experience, but I have heard of that. I have heard in the past that if one do wrong, everyone gets punished. Amen.
Lord.
But we know that God is not man. He is not man. God is righteous, and God is going to judge the sinners. He's not going to punish us with the sinners. That makes absolutely no sense. And that's the point that I was making last week, that they made sure that when they had children, if the one child did wrong, amen, only you would get disciplined. Amen.
You
that's how I do it.
Right.
Amen. Only
that's
you get the, you did it. You the one that broke it, so you going to get a punishment for it. I'm
that's
not going
right.
to include any other children to it because you are the one that broke the rule. Amen. And because they have broke the rule, they have rebelled against God, God is going to punish those that have rebelled against him, amen, and have not chosen salvation. But the Bible
yes.
says that God knows how to protect his own, so he's going to call the church home. Amen.
Thank
we don't know the day nor the hour, but we believe, amen, me and the elder, we believe that we are close. We are, amen, but say, we are almost sitting on top of it, amen.
Yes,
we believe
right.
that Christ is coming back soon
coming
to get
back.
The church, and guess what?
Yes, he is.
We're going to
yes,
be out of here. Amen.
Be out of here.
We ain't going to have to deal with it. We're not going to have to be here. We ain't got to deal with it. Amen. All glory
amen.
To the Most High. Amen. All glory to him for salvation and the sacrifice of his Son, our Lord and Savior. Amen. So,
amen,
again,
brother.
Amen. Amen. The
Come
church
on.
Will not be here. I got to drive this thing home. The church will not be
drive
here.
Home.
So fear not. Amen. Fear not. I've had saints over the years when I've talked about eschatology in church, the main thing they would fear is the mark of the beast, not being able to buy and sell and to worry about how we going to work, how we going to make money, how we going to take care of our family. Why would God put us through that? Why would God allow us to go through the tribulation? How are we going to even feed our children? Well, I said, well, see, that's why God has us here, amen, to set the record straight. Number one,
yes,
we won't
right.
be here. Number
they won't
two,
be here.
Your children won't be here. So you won't have to worry about if you're going to be able to feed your family, how you don't have to worry about taking the mark of the beast, because the mark of the beast is not going to happen until the last 3.5 years. So we'll
Come
be out
now.
Of here by three
exactly.
and a half years. Amen.
That's
we
right.
will
That's
not
right.
be here. The church will be in heaven. We will be fellowshipping with the Lamb. We will be rejoicing. Amen. And
amen.
Guess what? We will be receiving
amen.
Our rewards, brother.
Amen.
Amen. We will be receiving our hand. Now we will get that as you would say degree or that diploma, the reward, whatever we gonna get, we gonna be handing them out. Amen. All glory be to the Most High, the Father, Son,
Praise
and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now we're gonna take a look. Amen. At the second seal. Okay. So we know that Christ
yes,
opened the second seal in Revelation, the sixth chapter, verse 3. He said, I heard the second beast say, come and see. He wanted John
come and
to
see.
Witness. Amen. Witness, John. Come and see. And
come and
says,
see.
Verse 4 says, and there went out another horse that was red.
Red.
And power was given to him. Amen. That said
yes,
thereon
sir.
To take peace from the earth. Now I'm gonna stop right there because I want to deal with the fact that the horse is red. Amen.
Red.
So there's some things there. Amen. Because we know that Revelation is a symbolic book. Amen. And I know the
yes,
brother's going. He's gonna set the record straight. Amen. He's gonna help me out. Amen. With this.
Yes, he is.
But what this put me in the mind of, and I know we used to talk about this when we was in our seminary school. Amen. They used to point out, as the brother said, Russia as a powerful nation right now that's making noise. And it's funny when I heard him say that, I said, you know, he's right, because that's in our literature book that I studied, amen, a long time ago about
yeah.
Revelation, the sixth chapter, verse 4, is about the horse being
yeah.
red. And the
nah.
horse being red is identified as world communism with the two world powers. That's Russia
yeah.
and mainland China. And so if you think
yes,
about
sir.
That, their colors are red. Amen?
Red.
And especially Russia, because America was always rival with Russia. I know back in the
yeah.
80s when I was a kid, that was here. That's one thing everybody was scared of when President Reagan was in office, was that the possibility
yeah.
of a world war. Everybody was talking, the world's about
world
to end.
War.
They're going to destroy the world with nuclear power. And nuclear bombs,
mm-hmm.
America, Russia, they were scared who going to push the button first. And I used to talk about that when I was in elementary, I was a little kid. And we were all nervous.
Yeah.
We didn't know what was like, man, we ain't ready to die yet. We just little kids. We weren't.
Yeah,
little kids. We ain't been here. Amen. We ain't been here long, Reverend. They used to talk about that. Amen. Russia as a main power of the world. And you think about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Ain't too many countries gonna come against Russia, amen. Russia,
uh-huh.
You can't bully too many giants, amen. If you're a giant and they're a giant, you can't bully them, amen. And so we know that China is a big country. In fact, when we was in seminary school, our teacher of the class at the time was an Asian instructor, and she was telling us she was Chinese. She was telling us how that they believe that China will be a major player as far as the armies of the East because they have 200. They boast over 200 million soldiers.
Yeah, that's more
than most nations. Can you imagine the manpower? Can you imagine them marching? I bet you could hear them miles away if they was a march. 200 million soldiers. My Lord, how can you command the army so vast, so great, so large? Over 200. And that was back in the early 2000s. So can you imagine what the army probably looked like now? Amen. Especially that we know that this thing is coming to head. The world is preparing for something behind the scenes, whether you know it or not.
Yes,
while you
is.
Sleeping and watching.
Yes,
why, amen, brother. Amen. We better speak this thing in the spirit. Amen. While you sitting up watching TV and watching housewives and football games,
come
playing
on,
video games,
come on.
They are plotting and scheming and scamming as you sleep. In the dark, they are behind the curtain. Working day and night, amen, scamming and scheming and everything. They are working on this thing. And so these nations, amen, you never know. China and Russia, they just might come together, amen. We don't know. I'm
come
just
on
saying,
now.
Amen.
Come on now.
I know they used to teach that, amen. I'm just saying, amen. I'm kind of in agreement because, amen, one thing I know is that Russia and China, amen, were the two nations that America just wouldn't too much go up against or make too many threats against, amen, because they pretty much had the same power that America had, amen. And
yeah.
Now Europe is kind of like a sister nation to the U.S., amen. So,
yeah,
so in looking at that red, amen, brother, amen. And so looking at this red horse, this is what symbolized, this is what John saw, amen. This is
amen.
What John saw. And so we look at this, amen, and let me go back to my little notes here because it says, and power was given to him
yes.
that sat thereon to take peace. So whoever's on this horse, amen, it could be Putin, amen, it could be the nation powers together, amen, working, amen, under the guidance of the devil, the Satan, amen, because they're going to take
yes,
power, amen. They're going to start not power. They're going to be given power to take peace from the earth. What are we talking about? We're talking about World War III. Lord,
yes, sir.
Ain't that a blessing that we won't be here? Man, you know what? They've been talking about World War III ever since the 80s when Russia USA was getting to it.
Yeah.
I remember they used to get into it over the Olympics, the hockey. They was just keep tabs on America versus Russia. It was a thing. Amen. They've been talking about World War III since I was a kid, since I was in the fourth grade. And I think about this now. I say, Lord, have mercy. Look at that. We see this thing unfolding before our very eyes. Amen.
Come on now. Come on.
And so you talk about now, you understand that when we talk about to take peace, I go across town, the reverend can go across town. If he wants to sit down and eat him a meal, he can. In peace. Ain't nobody going to bother him. As long as he ain't bothering nobody, as long as I'm not bothering nobody, ain't nobody going to bother him.
You can
walk around the neighborhood. Ain't nobody going to bother him. Going out there, send the kids on the front. Ain't nobody going to bother you. Go to work, you're fine. Ain't nobody. You go to the grocery store, shop, go to movies, out, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. We are enjoying that time right now as we speak, brother. We are enjoying
come on, bro.
This is really peace. Now, we know that the entire earth in certain places is not enjoying peace right now. But what we're talking
right
about
now.
According to the scripture, amen, it says to take peace from the earth. Amen. The entire planet, every country, every nation is going to be affected by what a brother said again. Say it again, Lord have mercy. You mean to tell me, amen, that the entire planet, amen. See, when there was World War I and World War II,
just certain nations were affected. Amen?
Yeah.
Not every nation was affected by World War One and World War Two. In fact, I don't believe America was even interrupted during World War One. I think I was a little young to remember that, but if I'm not mistaken, bro, you correct me if I'm wrong, but World War One, America just kind of sat back and watched. Now, America was touched a little bit in World War Two because that's what caused the atomic bombs to be released on Japan. Amen. Amen. Because the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. But every nation on the earth, the entire earth was not impacted by the two major wars. The reason why these wars are so major in history because they caused the loss of so many lives by
lives, blood,
famines, millions. So many people was drafted. So I didn't even know, brother, that tens of millions of people lost their lives in World War II. That is so devastating.
Yes, sir.
That is so devastating. And I'm going to touch on a little bit more. I'm going to turn it back over to you, doctor, because I got a lot more to go. I don't want to overdo the time, so just let me know.
Go ahead, brother.
Okay, amen. I got a little bit more. I'm going to finish up this verse, but I just want to touch on that, on how the scripture said to take peace from the earth. In other words, everybody on this planet going to be affected by it. Remember, this is in the Great Tribulation. Amen.
Exactly.
This is in the Great Tribulation. And if you remember what Daniel and Christ said, they both said that what? There is no time like it in the past. Nor now, nor shall there ever be. So World War I, World War II, and no war like it in the past, amen, has ever been like these wars.
That's
amen.
Right.
Except for that last war, amen. We know there's another war coming after this, but amen. But these are going to be some horrific times, amen. There's going to be great loss of lives. I'm quite sure the number's going to be high. It's going to be higher than what?
Yeah.
Amen. It's going to be higher than World War One and World War Two put together because the brother told me, amen, he shared some knowledge with me how for the next 7 years, they ain't going to be doing nothing but just burying bodies. Lord have mercy. And don't you know that they got caskets all over the world. People don't even know about it. You go on YouTube, they got caskets ready for people. Ready for people who not going to accept the mark. Ready for the people who's going to die. All over the world. Just little plastic caskets. And just going to throw your body in there and just throw you in the grave, throw the dirt on it, and just keep you going. Just keep it going. Lord have mercy. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to you. I got some more. Okay. I don't want to take up too much time. Go ahead, doctor.
Yeah, we got 45 minutes. We can do it.
Okay.
Amen. We thank the word of God. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. That red horse represents Russia.
Amen.
It represents Gog and Magog, found in the book of 38 and 39th chapter of Ezekiel, Gog and Magog, Meshach and Tubal. That's Russia. Russia is known to have red uniforms. They got red as their symbol. America has white, blue, and
red,
right?
Amen.
So we different from that. We are a democracy country. Russia is a communist country. They don't believe in God. They don't believe there's a God. They don't believe there's not a supernatural man, but I'm talking about a creator. They don't believe in the divine person, God Himself. They don't have churches like we do. Amen. You're not allowed to even preach Christ in rare places in Russia. In America, you can preach Jesus Christ anywhere. But now America is getting similar like Russia because America has turned their back on God. And we are the only country on the face of the earth that's a Christian nation. A lot of people don't want to admit that, but it's true. The Christian base. We found on Judeo-Christian of Christianity. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But America has backslidden so bad, I'm frightened to see what they're going to see, what they can do next. But they're killing babies, they're raping, They're murdering, yes, and their families are all broken up. The teenagers are gone crazy.
Amen.
They're all kind of rap music. They won't go to church.
Amen.
They'll go to a whorehouse. They'll go to a cat house. They'll go to a gambling den and have fun.
Amen.
And they'll do all kind of wicked stuff. And then they want America to say, oh, beautiful America. But America might be beautiful on the physical scene, but on the inside, it's filthy. Amen. People are selling their children. They're killing babies. 62 million babies died last year.
Lord,
and oh my God, they don't put the commandment down out of the White House. They don't even pray in the name of the White House no more. They pray in the name of Allah and all kind of different gods, and people sit up watching TV and see what they're doing, and they can't do nothing about it. But let me tell you, I'm going to do something about it. And I'll tell you one thing. There's a God in heaven. Amen. I said, Lord, if they don't want to turn, you got to do what you got to do. And you don't gave America a lot of blessings. Oh, my God. America's been blessed more than any other nation. And one reason why is because the American people in some way support the Jewish people as God's chosen people from the time that America was founded until this present day. But it's getting a little weeny. It's getting a little stiff. And if America don't repent and turn to their wicked ways, you're going down the tube, and that's a sad thing to say. And I don't like to say it, but let me tell you, they tell me whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. But
amen.
What I want to get back to is that old red horse, that old bloodthirsty horse.
Amen. Amen. We'll keep touching on it. Amen.
Yeah. War brings blood. And every
that's
time
right.
you fight
amen.
A war, look, I don't
that's
care.
Right.
You I don't care. You fight in your house. Your husband is fighting
right.
you, or your children is fighting, it brings blood. And the sign of blood means there's some hatred around there. There's the devil
amen.
Around there. And anytime you see a war, Satan is to blame. Now, God don't start war, but he sure can finish it. Amen. Now, if you don't believe me, look at Goliath. Goliath thought he was the man of the hour. He said, look, I don't want y'all to get upset, but if you can find me anybody that can whoop me, I'll
right.
bring him on. Bring him on. Saul said, oh, my God. Saul was too afraid because he rejected God from obeying God, and he couldn't go out there. And Saul said, well, who's going to go for us? Who's going to go for us? And a little old boy, about 15, 16, 17-year-old, came up. One of the sons of Jesse see what was going on, and his brother said, what are you doing here, David? David said, well, I'll come and see what this giant looked like. And he said, look, I'll tell you what I'll do to make a long story short, because I want to get back on the horses. He'll make a long story short. He said, I'll go out and fight that thing. I'll fight him. I'll fight him without any shield. I'll fight him with anything. He said, but I'm going out in the name of Yahweh. I'm going out in the name
right.
of Jehovah. I'm going out in the name of God, the God of the Hebrew race. And you think I'm going to let this year uncircumcised Philistine giant, which was a Nephilim,
mm-hmm.
which was half man and half demon, amen, come up
right.
and defile the armies of the living God? And there's some devils today. There's some devils today trying to defy the rainbow, trying to say that the rainbow represents
right.
L, J, Q, and C, and D, and F, and all those little people who are trying to say, hey, man, we have a right to become a punk. We have a right to become, you don't have a right.
Amen.
God didn't make it like that. The right that you have
right.
a right is to become like Christ. And nobody says, well, I ain't going to come like Jesus Christ. No, I don't want to be like him. I want to be like the devil. And so if you live for the devil, you die for the devil, you go to hell with the devil, and you're going to burn with the devil. And I'm not saying that in hatred. I'm saying that in love to let you know
amen.
If you're a homosexual out there, you need to repent and turn to God and give your heart to Jesus Christ so he can change you and make you in his image. But the old David said, all right, the circumcised religion said, hey, what in the world? Is that all y'all got? Amen. Is that all y'all got? Oh, shoot, I'll take his body and give it to the dogs. And old David said, you come in all these shields and all these spears and all this helmet. I come in the name of the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And he took a little old stone and put it in a sling.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? He right between the eyeballs. And when he hit him through the eyeball, that stone sunk into his brain. And when it sunk into his brain, gold lies begin to waver. He thought he could take that stone and still live. But let me tell you, good God Almighty, there is a stone, Daniel said, that's hewed out of the mountain, that's coming down. And that stone represents the second coming of Jesus Christ. And when he hits that statue, it's going to destroy all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil saying to God right now, I'm going to get the world. I'm going to own the world. I'm going to take control of the world. Control of it a little bit, but God said, "I got a stone that's hewed out of the mountain without hands, and that is the second coming of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ comes back with the church, the glorious church, and guess what? I'll be riding with Jesus Christ. The first time in my life that I can ride with my Creator. The first time I can see the Lamb of God. The first time I can see the nail prints in his hand. The first time I can see the scars on his back. I'll be riding with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when he comes back, he's going to destroy the kingdoms of the world, just like David destroyed Goliath. And so this here horse that we see, red horse, represents Russia. And Russia thinks they can come down out of the north and destroy Israel, not actually destroy Israel, but take over the economy, take over the religious order, take over the political order, and rule the world. The Antichrist is going to resist him, but the Antichrist ain't going to have to fight that battle. What God's going to do, God's going to step off his throne. Good God Almighty, God's going to step off his throne and put one foot on land and one on the sea and say, now the time that you see now is going to be no longer. And what God is going to do, he's going to take Russia. He's going to give Russia the opportunity to come down on the holy mountains of Israel. And just as they entered the city, God's going to call the earth to quake. Not locally. The whole world is going to shake. Mm-hmm. The whole world, from Jerusalem to the four corners of the earth. And every human being, you hear what I'm saying? I ain't talking somebody out of a comic book. I'm not talking out of somebody helping me, a Jet magazine. I'm talking out of the Word of God. And the Word of God said the Lord God Almighty is going to sanctify himself. And what you mean by sanctify, preacher, I mean God is going to shake all this ridicule that the world has been talking about him. Oh, he's dead, and he's a cripple, and he's in the winter war, and God ain't no good, and they've been cussing and using his name in vain. They've been slandering the cross. They've been talking about the cross. I mean all the big preachers, all the deacons, and all those that confess that they know Christ, but they're not underneath their lying wonder, because the Bible says, you know you pass from death to life because you love the brother. And guess what?
Amen.
Putin is not only going to bring his army. Look what the Bible said. The Bible said that he's going to bring five other nations with him. And five other nations is going to be, going to be behind Russia. Lord have mercy. I'm going to find, let me get the nation. The nations are Persia, which is Iran. That's the next one. The next one is Ethiopia is going to come. And then Turkey is going to come. And then Libya is going to come. It's going to be five nations that back up Russia. So it's going to be the largest army. And that period of time, at the beginning of the tribulation period, it will be the largest army that the world will muster up, because America, it won't be able to muster up an army like that. China has an army, but Russia said, I'm going to bring these five nations with us, and we're going to go down there and take their cattle. We're going to get the oil deposit. We're going to get the potash. We're going to get all the groceries. And let me tell you, Israel know how to grow groceries. Because it's a land full with milk and honey. Amen. They don't have no problem with growing. Amen. They got wine. They got vineyards. They got olive trees. They got all this, and they are distributing some of this stuff around the world with such a small nation, because God said, these are my people. They are blessed unconditionally because of Abraham obeyed me, and I told him, I'm going to rise up a nation that will obey. And this red horse is ready to ride. They get ready to come out of the corral. And I've been looking for these red horses for a long time, 50-some years ago, 56 years ago. Ever since before that, I was reading the Bible before that. But when I was called, I talked about them red horses. I like a horse anyway, so it's no problem. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ride one day, and I want to see what God has in store. And this red horse represents Russia, Gog and Magog, and Meshach and Tubal will make and start World War III with five other nations behind.
Amen.
And just to close this, because I'm going to give what you call another 15 minutes, amen. And you notice after the war comes, there comes a black horse. The black horse represents famine. And after war,
it's
going to break out. Famine is going to strike the earth because nobody is going to be able to produce no food for years.
Wow.
No food. And so food is going to become scarce. People are going to end up eating human flesh. They're going to be eating up dunghill. They're going to be eating animals. They're going to be eating anything they can get there because they tell me only the rich will be able to survive a little bit. And if you want to buy a loaf of bread, they're going to cost you $80 to go down to the grocery store to get an $80 loaf of bread. Gas shortage. There's going to be fuel shortage. There's going to be cold winters. There's going to be people dying in the wintertime. Why? It's going into a famine. And whenever you sin against God, whenever you deny God's love and his mercy, they tell me the wages of sin is death. And when you reject the loving Savior, when you reject the loving cross and his shed blood, and you think you Mr. I Am, you think you Mr. It, you think you Mr. Big Shot. But let me tell you, God's going to show you how little shot you are. And they tell me the families are going to be divided. They tell me the preachers are going to have to crawl in a hole and hide from him that set it on the throne because they are lying wonders. And I'll say, if any preacher gets behind the don't preach the word of God like it's supposed to be. Tell me God is going to put it in his hand because they tell me Isaiah said, look, Lord, if you don't have nobody, I want to be like Isaiah. Lord, send me. I'll go. I'll tell them I'm not afraid of man. I'm not afraid of Satan. But Satan ain't nothing but a big bully. Amen. You put the cross on him, he'll back off. He'll back off in a minute. You put that blood on him. Amen. He'll back off. And if you're living right, you don't have no word about it. And so that war will end up into a famine. And the food, you won't be able to buy even then, because if you don't have that mark, you will not be able to buy yourself. People will actually will and find a place to abode, because in the city you won't be able to exist. You will be handcuffed and taken down to the FEMA camps. You will be taken over to the guillotine, and men will actually say, now, will you state that you are a Christian? And if you state that you are born again believer, baptized believer, and you stand up and say, well, come on, you're going to the guillotine. And a lot of people say, what you talking about, preacher? Well, back there in 2016, President Barack Obama, amen, ordered 60,000. I said this before, that 60,000 guillotines in the United States were hidden and executed criminals. But that criminal is going to end up into the revelation of using for killing Christians. And already the United States is trying to get rid of the churches. They're burning the churches. People are not going back to church no more. They're afraid they get coronavirus. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'd rather go to church and get coronavirus than die and go to hell and spend eternity in hell. The devil think he's slick. He said, well, if I can close down the church, he can't shut down the church. You can't stop the church.
Amen.
But you can shut down the church door. I can get people disinterested in salvation. I can get people disinterested and let them say, well, you can have more time to have picnics, more time to sing with your family. You have more time to gamble. You have more time to stop. And when it stops, the Bible tells me many will cry out in the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, if you call upon my name, that is the time thou shalt be saved. So a lot of people
Amen. To the end.
But I want to close this 5 minutes. I'm gonna shut it. I'm gonna give it over to the brother.
You all right, brother?
After the rapture of the church, we noticed a lot of people asked the question, well, who's gonna be able to preach the gospel? And I'm gonna make a repeat because I don't say this thousands of times. After the rapture of the church, already named the tribes in the seventh chapter of Revelation. He have named the tribe that's going to participate in the gospel of the kingdom, which will be preached by 144,000, not Jehovah Witness,
right.
Not the Baptist, not the Presbyterian. Nobody ain't got nothing to do with this. God is going to direct these 144,000 to be evangelists around the world, and the world is going to do this for 3.5 years. They're going to hit 144,000. 144,000 preach until it make their ears pierce. You want to pierce ears? Listen to them when they preach the gospel of the kingdom, and the gospel of the kingdom is saying that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he's coming back to set up the millennial kingdom. And when you hear about setting up the millennial kingdom, you know that the time is getting close. And now the Jews are looking for this Messiah, but it will be the false Messiah, and they're going to be revealed that this is the false Messiah because they're getting ready to build a temple. They're getting ready for the two heifers. They're getting ready for the ass. They're getting ready to mix the oil together. They're getting ready to take the animals and offer sacrifices, and the Antichrist is going to okay it. And when the Antichrist okay it, but it's going to be a big lie, a big white, black lie. And God is going to reveal. But the 144,000 will be a witness during the tribulation. Not the church, just like the brother said. The brother said,
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Those are saints and those are sinners out there. The church will not, cannot,
Amen.
Will not be ready to go through the tribulation period. The church
has
10,000 and temptations and backlogs and backsliding and persecution. They already done had that for 6,000, for 2,000 years. They have been
registered.
Church. He got to down the church. They have tried to say the church ain't nothing. Well, your church might not be nothing, but the church
Amen.
Of the living God, man, is like an eagle getting ready to fly away. And let me tell you, after the 144,000 get through preaching, they will be raptured up in the middle of the tribulation period. They will be redeemed from the earth because their mission is done. After their mission is done, God said, I ain't through yet. Two witnesses. And these two
Amen.
Witnesses will preach the last 3.5 years, which equals 1,260 days, which equals 42 months. That means 3 long years, 24
Amen.
Hours a day. And God is going to have these men in Jerusalem. They're going to be on internet. They're going to be on Facebook. They're going to be on Instagram. They're going to be on Twitter. They're going to be on every little technology that this man has.
Amen.
I want to look at it and see it. You hear what I said? God, they're going to see it. They're going to witness that these men are preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and it's going to make the whole world mad. And out of all out of all that preaching that God is going to do, he's going to use 3 angels at the end of the 3.5 years. 3 angels are actually going to fly. You hear me or what I said? God ain't playing. God wants everybody to hear this gospel. And they're going to preach the gospel of the kingdom saying, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. They're going to say, woe to those that refuse, no, woe to those that receive the mark of the beast, for they shall suffer the judgment of eternal fire. It's going to warn everybody. Ain't nobody going to escape. Nobody can say, I didn't hear it, because a lot of people are trying to run away from it. A lot of people are running away from it today. Church folks are running away from it. Preachers are running away from Revelation. They're running away from it.
That's right. Amen.
And when
That's
they
right.
run away from it, they're going to run into a brick wall.
That's right.
And when they bring to a brick wall, the Lord said, I didn't call you. I didn't call you. Oh, you self-sent.
Amen.
There's God and self-sent. And self-sent don't hold up. Self-sent want
right.
money. Self-sent want prestige. Self-sent want everything that the world can
that's
give
right.
you. And that's what the devil's saying. I want you to sell your soul to me.
That's
my
right.
friends, 3 1/2 years. 3 1/2 years equals 7 years and 1,260 days. Add that up, you get 2,225 days in which the world's going to be judged. By who? Jesus Christ.
Christ, that's right.
That,
amen. Lord and Savior.
That's right. That closes that horse. And then I'm going to close this. And brother, I'm going to give it to you. The last horse.
Amen. You all right? You all right?
No. The pale, sick-looking horse, which represents diseases. There's going to be
amen.
An outbreak. There's going to be an outbreak of every known virus that
Lord
ever was up on earth. There's going to be an outbreak. Corona is going to be in the playpen. But the other ones that's going to come, there ain't going to be no vaccine
sure
to cure
amen.
Because it's going to be under the judgment of God Almighty. And what they're going to do, I already done a search to Botanica, there's over 10,000. Listen, 10,000 different kinds of viruses are in remission. But when judgment comes, they're going to have an outbreak. There are venereal diseases that's going to have an outbreak.
Lord have mercy.
There's going to be syphilis and gonorrhea and chlamydia. All this going to have, is going to break out. And when it break out, ain't nobody going to be able to be delivered except those that repent and turn from their wicked ways. There's going to be a outbreak. It's going to be a mess, brother. It's going to be such a mess. When people look at it, they can say, I wish I never was born before they go to hell if they don't repent.
Lord have mercy.
And many people. We're not here. We're not here to scare nobody. We're here to tell you the truth. And
that's
the truth
right.
will set you free. There ain't no hope. Ain't no hope without Jesus Christ. You ain't got no hope. Your
that's
husband
right.
ain't going to stay with you. Your wife ain't going to stay with you. Your children ain't going to stay with you. Your bank ain't going to back you up. Your doctor ain't going to back you up. Who's going to back you up when judgment comes?
Ooh,
nobody.
Man. Nobody.
If you don't accept
that's
Jesus
deep,
Christ,
doctor.
You ain't got no backup. Because to me, he's a leaning pole. To me, he's a bail bomb. I was in jail one day, brother, and he came and set me free.
Amen.
But that four horse apocalypse is getting ready to come on the face of the earth.
Yes, sir.
Come on the face
yes,
of the earth.
Yes, sir.
The church will not be here. I'll say that again. The church will not be here. It will be the tribulation saints. Those that missed the rapture, but heard
right.
the gospel through the Jewish people, they get saved after the rapture. Thank God for Jesus, because there's a gleaning to go on. There's a great revival to hit this earth before Christ comes back to the earth.
Amen.
God, brother, take it from there. Work with it.
Amen.
Work with it, brother.
Doctor, amen. Amen. You didn't take the cake, doctor. Amen. Good word. Amen. Amen. Brother, I have to say this. Amen. Let me show you how the Holy Spirit works. Amen. I was saving it. Amen. But it's funny that you said it. Amen. About the red horse and how it represents blood. Amen. Because when you go to war, what is shed? Blood. Amen. I had said that yesterday, amen, on my show. And it's just funny. Excuse me. It's just funny. How the Holy Spirit have us on the same accord. Amen.
Same accord.
We are on the same accord. That's just the Holy Spirit. That's confirmation. Amen. Now, I didn't talk to you about the red horse representing blood. You didn't talk to me about it. Amen. And it's funny how we are on the same frequency spiritually. Amen. Because that's what that represents. There are other
that's
things,
what it represents.
Amen. Amen. But we know the symbolism because when it's symbolic, amen, you have to take things that line up with the scripture. And how do you know that it lines up with the scripture? Because it says, and that they should kill
one another. Well, when you kill somebody, what happens? You shed blood. They bleed. Blood. There is blood. And so you got to understand the warfare that's going on. Amen. Okay, amen. The warfare that's going on, murdering, killing. Amen. But this warfare that's going to take place, this is all part of that red horse, that he's going to take peace from the earth. The entire planet is going to be plagued with this red horse, with bloodshed, because of whatever's going to take place with Israel and Russia trying to take over Israel, and then Russia's going to bring their little buddies with them. Amen. Amen. Ezekiel, amen. Ezekiel, the 38th chapter, verse 12, paints a future. Amen. Of Israel is a land of plenty. Amen.
Come on.
Amen. And you think about what they want. As you said earlier, amen. It says, Son of man, set your face against Gog and the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal, and prophecy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, O Gog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. I will turn you around, put hooks into your jaws, and lead you out with all your army, horses, and horsemen, all splendidly clothed, a great company with bucklers and shields, all of
Come
them having swords, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya
there you go.
Are with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all its troops.
Lord,
and
have mercy.
The house of Togarmah from the far north and all its troops, many people are with you. Amen. It goes on, amen, but for the sake of time, amen, I read it, and I read that before, amen. I remember yesterday when you and you was talking, I think it was yesterday, the day before yesterday, we was talking about that, and you was talking about Ezekiel, the 38th chapter, versus, and also the 39th chapter. Amen. Family, if you're saved, get ready. Amen. Get ready for the trumpet to blow. Get ready for the trumpet to blow.
Get ready.
I believe that we're about to go home. Amen. Get ready. Get ready. Amen. But those of you that's lost, Lord, have mercy on your soul. If you are choosing to hear this word and any word of salvation and you are just refusing God, amen, Lord, have mercy on your soul. If you are here during this time period, because it's not going to be pretty at all. Amen. When this thing break loose, they gonna mean that, like the brother said, they gonna be after this. They want this land. They want the wealth that's in the land. Amen. They want to. They're gonna fulfill the scripture. And it's funny how people of the world that serve Satan don't really understand how they're fulfilling scripture. Amen. Just being them, just serving the devil, they are fulfilling scripture. They're causing these things to come about. Amen. And the church, we don't have to fret. Amen. We won't be here because it says, and there was given unto him a great sword. Well, when you talk about that sword, amen, that sword is not just talking about just military power, amen. It's talking about the mindset. You got to have great minds, captains, people who run the country. You got to have a great leadership, amen. So there's going to be a lot of things that's going to come into play with that great sword, with the great army, because you can have a great army and not know how to command them, amen? But this is going to be a great force, a great strategic force, amen? They're going to come together and to try to attempt to make this happen, amen? But we thank God Almighty for his son. We thank him for his word, amen?
Yeah.
As the brother said, amen, well, what's coming next, amen? We know that once war happens, what happens after war? Because they put so much of their resources to make war. Amen. That a lot of times they said that in World War II, amen, that when they had those wars, it plundered, it made a lot of the countries have what? Lack of food. Amen.
Lack of food.
Amen. So they put so much resources and emphasis on trying to buy weaponry or whatever that they have to prepare the army to get the people, amen, it can devastate an economy, amen? And
Thank
then
you.
Famines
Thank
get
you.
In, pestilences,
Amen. As the brother said, amen. We're gonna be, they're gonna be dealing with a lot of things. It's gonna cause the entire planet, amen, to be affected. The food, the famine will set in. They're not being able to ship. No commerce is gonna be. It's gonna be a strain on commerce. It's gonna be a strain
on
trading.
Now that
countries not gonna be able to trade with one another, do business with one
that's
another.
Right.
It's gonna be just gonna come
that's
to
right.
a halt. Which is going to hurt a bunch of little small countries, and this is going to plunder them into famine, and millions are just going to die. Amen. And that's where the that third horse coming to play. Amen. And hopefully we'll get to touch a little bit more. And if the brother wants to, we'll touch on that next week or in the future. We'll touch on the other horse. Amen. The other horse.
Yeah. Oh,
but,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
We know about that horse. Amen. There are two more horses, amen, that's going to come to play. We know about the white horse. We talked about the red horse and the black horse, amen, famine, and then a pale horse, which is death. Lord, have mercy, amen.
Lord,
I'm going to tell you something, man. This is nothing to play with. Those four horsemen, amen. I used to hear about the four horsemen when I was young, but I never knew, amen, it was in reference to what Revelation was. I never knew that until I started studying Revelation. I'm like, oh, that's where they get to saying the four horsemen from. Amen.
Lord.
Amen. The four horsemen. But thank God Almighty, we the church will not be here. Amen. I am so grateful for that. Amen. Because peace won't reside, amen, until after the end of the tribulation when Christ comes back.
That's right.
Because the
1,000-year
period of peace, what I like about God, he does all things decent and in order. Amen. He don't leave nothing messed up. Amen. So when he comes back,
bro.
The saints, amen, we're going to help Christ to restore the earth. We're going to restore the earth, amen, after it was destroyed. So we're going to have 1,000 years of peace. Lord, brother, we're going to get to be there in that, brother. And I can't brother. Amen, brother. We're going to get to enjoy 1,000 years on this earth. Can you imagine 1,000 years? Amen. Amen. Can you imagine the line will get to set with the lamb? Amen.
Thank you.
Have a pit bull and a baby can play
Thank
with
you.
His mouth. The pit bull ain't going to bite the baby or bother the baby. You can go and pet a lion or a tiger and just play with him and rub his fur just like it's a little cat or a little puppy. Amen.
Come on now.
And it's not
going to
bother you. It's not going to harm you. It's not going to bite you. It's going to have peace just like it was in the Garden of Eden. Lord,
have mercy.
And I can't wait for that, amen, because
you can't wait.
That's right.
You ain't by yourself.
Yes, sir.
You ain't
Doctor, I can't wait. Amen, because we know, amen, because we know the next world war is going to take place after we are gone. But man, look at her. Look at her. Amen. That 1,000-year reign, he going to make it right.
It's going to be awesome.
Man,
ain't nothing
who you
like
telling, doctor?
Nobody can do what God is going to do to his son.
That's right.
And without that cross, without that death, without that resurrection, without that suffering, it would be impossible for God to do what he is getting ready to do. But he done paid for sin. So he gave it back to the devil and said, hey, Satan, I done paid for these people's sin. Now, if they come to me and I forgive them, they mine. And
That's
the
right.
devil said, well, only thing I got to fight against now, if I can fight against anybody, then don't go to the cross. Please don't go. No. So he got to keep them busy in the corporate world and in the materialistic world to keep them for a cross.
That's right.
And he'd be putting in the air, you don't need Jesus now. You're doing good.
Right.
You can get to heaven by good works. You can get to heaven by the color of your skin. You can get to heaven you can go to heaven. Oh, don't worry about that. Oh, really, God ain't going to put nobody here. That's true. God ain't going to put nobody in hell. You put yourself there.
That's right.
Don't blame God. God don't want to put – if God wanted to put me in hell, he would have never died.
That's right. Amen.
He would have never
yes,
died.
Sir.
If he wanted to put the whole his whole creation in hell, he would say, I ain't going down there to die for them.
Go, all y'all go to hell. But no.
That's right.
God is love.
Amen. Yes, he is.
He died for me. He took my place. It should have been Brother Tim on the cross. But see, it should have been me on the cross. But I couldn't do that. I ain't no way.
No,
I would have
got
far as maybe the upper room. And when the upper room came, and I would have made a few lines and told him, said, no, y'all going to have it. No, y'all ain't hitting
that's
me.
It.
Y'all.
That's it, bro.
That's right. Y'all ain't gonna be whooping me on the back. No, I'm
no,
gonna kill
sir.
Somebody.
Hey,
but
man.
I know I'll be killed. I can't take all that. I couldn't take all them people jumping on me. I know I would have to die. But all the dying
I did,
I would have no power to resurrect myself. And so Jesus,
all have mercy.
Oh, good God, Lord have mercy, Jesus, without sin, knew no sin. Became sin. Whoever listened to me out there, please listen to me. Whoever is going to take your sin? If Jesus took your sin, why don't you come? Why won't you repent? Why won't you just say, Lord, I hate sin. I hate the way I'm living. I hate the way I think. I'm going around here with a whole lot of hate in my heart. I'm going around here singing in the choir and still whoremongering. I'm still gambling. I'm still,
right.
Lord, I ain't right. I'm just trying to put on a big front, amen, for the people. But let me tell you, all the big front is going to get you in hell.
That's right.
I'm not living for myself. I'm living for Jesus Christ. And there's somebody out there that's listening to this broadcast. You need Jesus Christ in your life. I'm just going to say, I don't care what you are. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you done. Because Bible say we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the Bible tells me in 10:9, if you confess with your mouth, I mean confess that thing. It's like a criminal does a crime. Just like a criminal does a crime and he really done it. And they say, now look, if you confess, that you're doing, we'll let you go. We might give you a better deal. But if you say you didn't do it, you might end up getting an electric chair.
Well,
and it takes if a man don't kill somebody, it would be hard for him to confess it. But if he knows that if he confesses, he can get a little more lenient plan. And something tells him, say, go and confess it. Because you're gonna get it better this way. So what I'm trying to say, you confess Christ and admit it, that he is God and that he died and rose from the dead on the third day morning, and you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. You believe that. You wasn't there. You didn't see it, but you believe it by faith.
That's right.
And faith says, Faith goes beyond fact. It's a fact that he died. But if you really want to know the fact that he really died, accept him in your life. And when you accept
That's
him,
right.
you say, I know he died. Why? Because he lives in me. And when he came into
Amen.
Me, I changed my mind. I changed my heart. I changed my look on life. Life is so much better, way better than what I was in. I was walking
Amen.
And the Bible said, for with the heart, man believes by his confession,
right.
he accepts Christ and he comes in.
Amen.
And there's somebody out there that need to know this. You won't hear this in a regular church. Maybe a few churches.
Amen.
You won't hear the way it's preached on air from Revelation. You won't hear that much in a normal church. You might hear a little bit. Preaching on it. But I'm going to tell you this. Now, I might be a little dogmatic at this. I believe every preacher that's called should be preaching out of Revelation plus
Amen.
The Old Testament. But I believe
right.
every preacher today should be coming out of Revelation, Matthew, Mark,
yes,
Luke,
sir.
John, out of the New Testament, and go back and let the world know we living in the very last days, hours, minutes before the bride of Christ will leave this earth.
Yes, sir.
And people need to be warned, because if they're not warned, they ain't going to pay no attention to it. But they need to be warned what's coming on this planet pretty soon. Brother, will you take us to the altar? I know you can't open the doors of the church, and I know you can't close the door of the church, because the church is all. And Jesus says in Laodicea, I'm knocking at the door. That means that some people haven't accepted Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is knocking not on a literal door, but he's knocking on the door of your heart. He's knocking. He's saying this. He's saying, let me come in. Let me come in. I want to sup with you. He's saying that to your heart. He's knocking. And by that knock, you ought to open your heart up and admit that you need Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Brother, take it from there. Take us to the altar.
Amen, brother.
Salvation.
Amen. Amen. Awesome word, brother.
Amen. That's good word.
Amen. Amen. It shouldn't take me that long. Amen. But amen. Just happy to be here. Grateful for your ministry, brother. Grateful for your fellowship and all that you do. Grateful for your wisdom and knowledge. Amen. And so, you know, with that being said, amen, hopefully something was said to encourage many, amen, something was encouraged to someone, amen, if not even if it's one, amen. The Bible says heaven rejoices after one soul repented, amen. So we are here for your soul, amen. We're not here for your checkbook, your pocketbook, or any other type of cashbook, amen, or anything, amen. We are here for your soul. And I'm not knocking no one that do, but I'm just simply saying to you, amen, your soul is more important to me than what you can give me, because Christ can give me more than what any man or woman can give me on this earth, amen. He's already He's given me eternal life, and I want you to receive the same thing, amen. Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, amen. We want you to receive salvation. Salvation is free. All you have to do is confess with your mouth, amen, and believe in your heart. And the scripture said that thou shalt be saved. Again, that's Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Amen. I was sharing with a young man, very young man. I believe he was just 14 years old just this past week. Amen. I happened to walk by him and hear him say he want to become a Christian or something like that. He'd been contemplating. Amen. I couldn't help but to, amen. You know, that's an opportunity. They open the door, amen, when they say things like that. The door is open. The door opportunity is open. It don't matter if you're in the grocery store, at the movie theaters, if you're at the line, at the meal place. They have opened the door when they say things like, man, I've just kind of been contemplating. Well, you know what, brother? Let's go ahead and set the record straight today. And I'll talk to the brother about the plan of salvation, taught him the plan of salvation. Amen. I've told him, I believe that you're saved. You believe that you're saved, you're saved. Can't nobody take salvation. We need to stop telling people they're too young to understand all that. They're too young to get saved. But, yeah, you got little babies out here who can dance and sing some of this junk that they sing on the radio better than I could if I tried, amen. So, no, there's no such thing, amen. Christ says, suffer not little children, for such is the kingdom of heaven. So trust me, amen, we definitely want the children to receive salvation as early as they can, amen. So it was a blessing. But we want you to receive salvation today. Again, Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Read it in your car. Read it. You can confess now. You don't have to read like I told him. You don't have to wait till you go to church. You don't need nobody's permission, not mom, daddy, granny. Only permission you need is permission from God on high. Amen. He's going to accept you into his kingdom. Amen. So, again, we just want you to become saved. Amen, because we don't want you here. We don't want you to suffer. We definitely don't want your soul to be lost. Do you know how many people have passed on just last night and soul wasn't right? And now, whether you believe it or not, their soul is in hell, and they have to give an account. So real quick, I'm going to share this one last scripture. I'm going to turn back over to the brother so he can close it out. Amen. This is salvation from sin. Amen. This is Ephesians, the second chapter. Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 8. Watch what it says. It says, for by grace are ye saved through faith.
Yeah.
How are you saved? You're saved through the faith of Christ. You just have faith, you're saved.
It says, "And not of you, of not of work your, and not of yourselves." Amen. It is the gift of God. Verse 9
yes,
says, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." Amen. It don't take works; it takes faith. The works come after faith. Amen, brother. Back over to you. Amen. It's yours.
God bless you. God bless you, brother Tim. Love you much, man.
Thank you, brother. Love you much as well. Thank you.
No rugged cross. We want you to know that we love you out there, and we want you to put your faith in the suffering of Jesus Christ and his resurrection.
Amen.
That's the only way that man can be saved. Only way. Ain't no other way. A billion, trillion, quadrillion years, you ain't going to find no other way from here to eternity. And eternity will never run out. So that means you ain't going to never find no other sacrifice than Jesus Christ. This is Frank Williams closing with this song.
So I'll cherish the old.